Let's read The Deadly Cave. Max's mission log. We are traveling through space on board the microship Excelsa with our new friends Nock and Seven. We're on a mission to save planet Exis, Nock's home planet, which is running out of power. We need to collect 4 fragments that have been hidden throughout the Beta Prime galaxy to gather the fragments from the core of Exis. Only the core will restore power to the planet. It's not easy. A space villain called Bad Law wants the power of the core for himself. His army of robotic crews is never far behind us. In our last adventure, we were on a course for planet Moxor when we were chased by Bad Law's crews. We hid from them in a stream of space junk. The crews fired heat-seeking gel boomerangs at us. We were hit and got stuck in the sticky gel. The ship's engines overheated and the gel melted. We got away, but and Tiger and Seven disappeared from the engine room. Where are they now?
The ship can't be far away, said Ant. We were with the Moxor's atmosphere when we were beamed down.
Tiger looked out across the barren landscape.
I guess we'd better start searching then.
They grew back to normal size and set off across the hot sand. It wasn't long before they became tired and needed to rest.
Did you know that Moxor has 3 suns?
Said Seven, trying to cheer them up.
That's why it's so hot,
complained Tiger as he collapsed onto the ground and tipped the last drop of water from the flask into his mouth. Ant spotted a tall blue cactus not far away.
You can get water from cactus plants on Earth. Maybe it's the same here, he said.
They made their way over the cactus. Tiger stood in its cooling shadow while Ant studied it carefully. He reached out to touch the giant plant.
I think the way to get water is...
Whoosh! The spiky arm of the cactus swept down towards him.
Look out!
Cried Tiger. Ant ducked to avoid the blow. He stumbled and fell to the ground. Above him, the prickly cactus arm flexed, ready to swing down again. Ant felt a firm grip round his wrist. In a swift movement, Seven stretched his arm out and pulled Ant to safety. The cactus arm swung heavily through the air, just missing him. Almost immediately, the cactus became still once more.
It doesn't look like we're going to go water that plant, said Ant.
Water or no water, we need to keep going. It's nearly midday. The suns will be even hotter then, said Seven.
Even hotter?
Groaned Tiger. Then he spotted some large rocks in the distance.
Maybe we can shelter by those, he said.
When they reached the rocks, however, they found that the stones formed the entrance to a cave. Chapter 2, The Energy Cage. And Tiger and Seven entered the cool cave. They were about to settle down to rest when Ant signaled for them to be quiet.
I think I heard something, he whispered. They crept further into the cave and peered around the bend.
As their eyes adjusted to the dim light, they could make out 2 strange aliens. The aliens had their backs to them. They had long, rubbery arms and legs covered in a tough, elastic skin. They babbled to each other in a strange language.
Moxorians?
Whispered Seven.
Are they friendly?
Asked Ant. Seven shook his head.
Should we run for it?
Tiger asked.
Let's just back away very quietly, said Ant.
Tiger took a step back. His foot knocked against a loose rock, which clattered to the ground. The noise echoed round the cave. The murmuring alien voices suddenly stopped. Tall shadows crept along the cave wall towards them. All of a sudden, the Muxurians appeared from around the bend. One of them was swinging a beaming rope of energy above his head. Seven gasped,
"An energy lasso."
"Now, should we run?"
Tiger asked. "Yes!" cried Ant. They turned and sprinted away. They had nearly reached the mouth of the cave when they heard the fizz and crackle. The energy lasso's wide loop fell over the three of them. When it hit the ground, the glowing rope exploded into an energy cage. They were trapped! More and more Muxurians were emerging from the darkness. They gathered in a group around the cage. Ant and Tiger pressed the buttons on their watches to shrink.
"The watches aren't working," said Ant.
"The sun's heat must have affected them." Muxurians, information. The heat on Muxur makes the Muxurians very bad-tempered. They mostly shelter in caves during the hottest part of the day. Muxurians are also known to be very greedy. Habitat. Muxurians live in a network of cool caves in the desert. Diet. Muxurians eat blue cacti called Gromtus plants. They have learned how to avoid the plant spikes. Gromtus recipes. The Muxurians have over 100 recipes from Gromtus plants. The most famous of these is the Gromtus stew made from the plant's red thorns and makes the Muxurian saliva. The Muxurian who had captured them began to drag the cage further into the cave. The air became colder the deeper they went.
"Look!"
Ant whispered, holding his arms out to Tiger. His watch was working again.
"It must be the cold air!"
Ant and Tiger pressed their buttons and shrank.
"Quick, run!"
called Tiger. The boys squeezed through the bars at the back of the cage.
"Wait!"
Ant skated to a stop.
"Seven's not with us!"
They turned to see Seven still trapped behind the bars of energy, who was lying on the ground. His arms were limp.
"The energy cage must have drained him of power," said Tiger.
Seven began to disappear down the tunnel as the Muxurians continued to tow the cage away.
"We can't leave him," said Ant.
The two micro friends activated their hollow boards and flew after the Muxurians. Just then, Ant heard a noise. Skidded to a stop.
"What was that?"
Tiger looked down. His watch was flashing red. It meant there was danger close by. A giant glowing red lizard emerged from the shadows in front of them.
Chapter 4. Lizard attack.
The lizard lashed out its tongue and ducked just in time. A stream of liquid hit the cave wall behind him. He heard the sizzle.
"Acid spit!"
Ant cried.
"Let's move,"
said Tiger, soaring over the head of the lizard and followed close behind. Another splash of acid hurtled past them and melted a hole in the wall. More of the hissing lizards crawled out of the shadows as they zoomed past. They were flicking out their poisonous tongues. Ant noticed that they seemed to be reacting to the movement of the hollow boards.
"Tiger, wait!"
Ant called, but it was too late. Suddenly, a splash of acid hit Tiger's hollow board with a fizz. His board disappeared and he fell to the ground. Tiger tried to scramble to his feet, but a long tail coiled around him. He thrashed his legs trying to get free.
"Tiger, stay still!"
Ant called.
"The lizards are attracted to sudden movements. You need to stop struggling."
Tiger knew it was a risk, but he listened to Ant. He kept every muscle in his body still. Soon he felt the grip of the lizard's tail loosen and he rolled free.
"We are going to have to turn back," said Ant. "We'll never get past those lizards. Walk very slowly. Any quick movements could start another attack. Ready?"
"Ready," Tiger whispered.
step by slow step, the boys crept backwards. As soon as they could see the light of the cave entrance, they burst into a sprint. It was only when they were outside that they slowed down.
"That was close," said Tiger, panting.
They looked back to see the lizards crowded together at the mouth of the cave, but they wouldn't come any closer.
"They must hate daylight," said Ant, gasping for breath.
"What do we do now? What about Seven?"
said Tiger.
"We'll save him," said Ant. Just then, something in the distance caught his eye. It was a vapor trail from the Excelsa. He grinned. "We just need to get some help first."
The two boys grew to normal size and activated their hollow boards.
"Those Maxurians might be nasty," said Tiger, "but they'll be no match for all of us."
I hope you enjoyed it.